From the KVIA newsroom in Columbia, I'm Mary Kate Mativer. According to a press release sent out this evening, Michael F. Alden is stepping down as the University of Missouri's Director of Athletics. Alden served as the athletic director for 17 years and will step down effective August 31, 2015. Alden will begin his post as an instructor at the College of Education at the University of Missouri, where he will be a part of the Positive Coaching Program and Higher Education Leadership courses. On the second day of his campaign for governor, Missouri State Auditor Tom Schweik continued swinging at well-financed Republican primary opponent Catherine Hanaway.
I'm very concerned about one billionaire in St. Louis who seems to be intent on not only buying the governor's mansion, funding over 70% of the campaign of my primary opponent, but also trying to buy certain legislators.
It's the second jab Schweik has taken at Rex Sinkfield since announcing his candidacy yesterday. He says a vote for Hanaway is a vote for Sinkfield, but Hanaway criticized Schweik for setting up a Republican primary, which have hurt the party's chances in the general election in previous years. The state Senate has approved a bill that will create incentives for Missouri's dairy farmers. The bill passed in the Senate 32-2 and will continue on to the House, where its own version of this legislation was initially approved. The legislation will provide subsidies to help dairy farmers pay for insurance, along with a scholarship for students studying farming and funds for research on the industry. The funds for the incentives would have to be approved separately from this bill, and would come from an already existing sales tax on dairy products. Opponents to the bill believe the state government should not control the free market or try to fix an industry regulated at the federal level. Supporters of the bill say the bill is necessary to keep Missouri's dairy providers in business. A pay raise for state elected officials in Missouri that would have automatically taken effect Saturday has been blocked. The Missouri Senate voted overwhelmingly to kill the raises, which would have increased lawmakers' salaries by 11%. The governor and other state elected officials would have gotten an 8% raise. Republican Senator Mike Cunningham from rural southern Missouri argued that state workers should be the ones getting a raise.
Missouri ranks last in the nation in pay for state employees. The last significant pay raise for state employees was 3% in 2009. Last year, they received 1%. FY13, they received a 2%.
Two Democratic senators tried unsuccessfully to block the measure, saying that state lawmakers are underpaid and that boosting their salaries would also help attract better candidates for office. Mary Kate Mativer, KBIA News, Columbia.